everybody. Welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And we are recording together.
I know. It's
I'm
so exciting.
So happy.
This is what we would call a vaccinated recording session.
Able to hug?
Yes. We haven't actually like really seen each other more than for a couple hours at a time over the last 15 months. So
yeah, I think what we recorded like twice together.
Yeah. Yeah.
During that whole time.
Yeah. And the rest of it's been all virtual, so we can talk and not have that weird news gathering delay that always seems to happen.
Yeah, there's always a little bit of a lag, and yeah. This time there was none, and that was kind of thrown off, be honest.
Every time, it always is just like, oh, and we're, because I was expecting us to not be able to sing together in our intro. Anyway, it's a whole thing.
It's okay. We are just happy to be able to be together again and get some real-time reactions instead of, like, video lag or any of that stuff either.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
My God, we have stories as as that goes. But let's just get into the topic of today, since I am currently, at the time of this episode being published, am going to be hanging in Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
I believe I will be in Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
This day.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about my favorite snacky snacks and your favorite snacky snacks.
Yeah, let's do it.
It seems like it'd be the best thing. So let's go over our ground rules, what we want to qualify for.
Yes.
Being on this list.
Right. Because it does get kind of to the point where it's like, oh my God, there's so many snacks here. But we can limit things down. And I think that the idea you had was brilliant, to just make it only things that you could get on the dining plan, and it would count as a snack.
Yes. And we do realize that the Disney dining plan is not currently running.
Right.
But we've talked about it enough in our past episodes, as well as they still have the little image next to the item on menus, whether it be at standard regular buildings or whether it be a festival or anything like that, so that way everybody can kind of get an idea for what we are considering a snack and not just food that is a smaller portion that we are munching on.
Right And it definitely is something that Disney is going to bring back, so you know, still counts
eventually
as a
hopefully
thing.
I want them to have it when we go down for the 50th, because
I don't know. Yeah, that would be nice.
I know. Just imagine the amount of food. Here I am.
I know.
We're talking about food. We ate dinner before this episode, to make sure.
Sure, wouldn't get too crazy, but we're just sitting here like...
Yes. Oh, I mean, who doesn't love dessert? Anyways,
right.
Let's get into it. I'm going to start us off with, I want to say, the most classic, the standard, the what you expect to have at Walt Disney World. And if you haven't had it yet, what have you been doing? I even corrected this for you the last time we went down together to make sure that you actually tried it, because we weren't sure originally about your allergies and stuff, and you did qualify. So we are talking about the Disney Dole Whips.
Yes. Oof, Dole Whip. It is really good. It's is it? I can't remember. It doesn't have dairy in it, right?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So
the standard flavor doesn't.
Yeah, it's just a really, really like kind of refreshing tropical vibe to it. That's really, really cool.
Now, you can get Dole Whips other places. Disney is not the only location that you can get Dole Whips. I know they offer them even at our state fair when it's running and other locations. But it is essentially a fruit-based soft serve that they create. The standard flavor is pineapple, but Magic Kingdom, especially other locations on Walt Disney World property as well, offer a variety of different flavors and a variety of different ways to be served to you. So the standard Dole Whip in a cup is the go-to. I love it. Blended, doing a little swirl with some vanilla in there, because that's delicious.
Yeah.
Currently right now, they're also running a coconut.
Ooh,
with
that would be
a
good
coconut and pineapple swirl.
Ooh,
sounds fabulous.
That sounds really good.
Normally, you can also get a variety of different flavors in floats. I know Storybook Treats offers them.
Yep.
As well as the Polly Pineapple and I has floats and stuff, too.
Okay.
You can also get alcohol in your with yours there.
Yes, that's at the Polly specifically.
Yeah. Get a little shoulder wiggle
a little
going
shoulder
on.
Shoulder wiggle, a little some fun mom energy.
I know that you can also get the alcohol version in Animal Kingdom. I can't remember the location, but I know it's in the Africa section.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where was that?
I can't remember.
There was a couple of little kind of like snacky areas. I feel like it was in one of those. There was kind of like a little. There was like a little like the couple. There was like little like a couple of groupings.
It's like
of
across
stuff.
The across the street.
Yes,
from Tusker House.
Yes, that
weird squinching of the face to be like street. We're gonna call it a street.
Yeah, we'll say street.
Aisle.
They want you to say it's a street because that's, you know, like in the world of that they're trying to create, say it's a street.
Very true. You want to know one snack that I don't have on this list here that I'm kind of sad is gone, but they don't have it anymore?
What is that?
It used to be near the same location, just up a little bit further in Africa. In there, it wasn't called a confectionery, but essentially it's the candy shop. Yeah. They used to sell chocolate in animal poop shapes.
Oh, they don't do that anymore?
No, they don't do that anymore. Yeah, you used to be able to go in and get like giraffe poop, which I think is like a Whopper or something.
Right.
All these different animal poops. Oh, but it was funny. Just chocolate candy bar dessert mixtures that is ridiculous, and they don't do those anymore.
Well, that's a real shame. I want that back. It's like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride protest, but it's just us, it's like just the two of us.
We want poop. We want poop.
We want poop chocolate. Yeah.
So, anyways, that was just a little side tangent.
This is going to be like an entire thing of side tangents, probably. Mm-hmm. And another one that I have actually had two, which is unusual. It would be the Mickey beignets, which. You can just get at Port Orleans, right?
Yep. Right now, it's French Quarter. They do offer beignets in Disneyland as well.
Right.
And I do believe that they might be talking about bringing them to a different location on Walt Disney World property. I just can't remember off the top of my head at this moment.
Yeah. I know that... I'm trying to remember, because when I had them, I couldn't actually have them in Mickey form. So the one I had was not a Mickey-shaped beignet, but it was still the beignet, same mixture, and it was hot, like brand new.
It's so delicious.
Yeah, it was like, he was just like, so we have to make you fresh ones.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, he's like, oh, so basically, I know. He was like, so there's two things. Like, I know you said you have allergies. We can do this. Just come back in 25 minutes because we have to literally make a new batch that's just like separately set up, and I'm like, worth okay. It. So I come back, and it's like they're like too hot to eat when I first grabbed it. It was so good.
Worth it.
They were so good. My mom tried a corner. She's like, oh my god. I'm like, these are really good.
I mean, come on, who doesn't love a fresh hot beignet?
Yeah, I mean, oh my god.
And then another thing, when French Quarter opens back up, because they're currently not open, so you can't have any.
Right.
They do offer them with like alcoholic shooters that you can put in there, like chocolate liqueur. Godiva chocolate liqueurs, you can get just caramel dipping sauce, a chocolate dipping sauce.
Yeah,
I think there's even like a fruit sauce that you can get too. But come on, just the standard powdered sugar, so good.
It's so good. Yeah, it's just there's something about it. It's just that kind of, it's both flaky but super like tender. It's hard to explain like how they get them so good. But anyway.
So fluffy. So soft and fluffy.
Yes.
And versus the next one that we kind of have on our list, which is the Num Num Cookie. So Num Num Cookie originated in DCA, so Disney California Adventure. And it was loved so much that they did bring it over to Hollywood Studios. Okay. And essentially what it is just a big, hot, warm, soft chocolate chunk cookie.
Oh, okay.
And it's delicious. So just think of a, you know, fresh from the oven, warm, gooey chocolate cookie.
They're going for the homemade gooey cookie vibe. Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot of places that do stuff like that's kind of like a thing that they can do. Like the idea of like just we're going for full gooey chocolate cookie, not even designed to really be eaten, not fresh out of the oven kind of vibe.
Yeah, I don't even know how they would be once they cooled down. I'm sure they'd be okay, but you know, it's the Minnesota reference here, Sweet Martha.
I'm about to say it's Sweet Martha.
They're really good when they're hot and warm, and then
once they cool off, you're like, well, these aren't that good.
They're not bad. They're
certainly palatable. They're just not. It's not the same. The magic is gone when they cool off.
Yeah.
But now the next one on this list, Is the Cheshire Cattail, which I have not even seen.
So that one used to only be in one area of Magic Kingdom,
okay.
Fantasyland. I am brain farting on the location. It's currently closed right now. You can get it on Tomorrowland Terrace. No, not Tomorrowland Terrace.
I can just Google this stuff
because I have a laptop. Why don't you Google it? Because I'm thinking, who's the one with the mechanical jazz singer? I'm forgetting. Cosmic Ray is Starlight.
Cosmic Ray, yep.
So you can get it there currently because the prior location is currently closed, but it used to be located right between the Merida meet and greet and around the corner to Winnie the Pooh.
Got it.
So it's right there on that little corner. They just hopped it over into the established food eatery building right across the, again, road from it. But it is essentially a warm chocolate croissant twist with a colored frosting drizzle on top.
Okay.
And it is delicious. And
it's the Cheshire Cafe is where it usually is.
That makes sense.
And which is obviously not open. Now, interestingly, they have, I'm just like reading up on this now. It looks like it keeps going between a couple of different places where it's like it'll alternate between different places that you can actually get it where it's available.
I've heard it called a Tigger Tail before, just changing the color of the drizzle.
Sure. But yeah, it was, oh, was it the lunching pad for a while? Tomorrowland, then they moved it again. So it keeps shuffling around. You know, why not?
Yeah. But that one's a good one. And then one that I will be having before this comes out, but after recording this episode. Time is weird.
Time is not a thing.
I'm going to put it on here as a favorite because I already know I'm going to love it, but it's the Gideon cookies. And I just have cookies in general. I don't even have like a specific flavor in there because I haven't tried them yet. But they are a new cookie location that had opened up just in the last couple months. They do have another location in Orlando outside of the Disney one, but you can find it in Disney Springs. Theming's amazing. Each cookie is about a half a pound.
Oh, my God.
And they are loaded. They are thick cookies.
Oh, my God.
And I am going to be obsessed with them. I already plan on buying at least six of them to share, to try them out with my travel companions. And unfortunately, one of their most famous ingredients is peanut butter, which means that Ian will never be allowed to have one.
Yes. Which, yeah, I'm looking at pictures and good Lord. They're kind of a thing, aren't they?
Yes, they are jam packed. Like you can't even find space on the cookie where there isn't a chip.
Yeah, it's just like there's barely, the dough is just there as a binder. Wow. Yeah, that's something else, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, I want to meet the person who is the food photographer, because wow. It's really amazing.
I also love the location's theming because it's meant to, so remember, this is a fresh unit that they had to completely redo, but they in Disney Springs want to stick with theming and everything. So they created the space to look like an old bookstore.
Nice.
And so behind the counters, you will find shelving units that are actually curling in on themselves and old books that are dilapidated and falling apart and bird cages in the ceiling for lighting fixtures and the images of people that they have for sketches look like it's a combination between Pop figures and Tim Burton. So,
oh my God,
it's crazy. And
they're targeting you, basically.
My little goth heart is super excited. And I, by the time that this comes out, I will have already called Ian and been like, oh my God, this is so amazing. So I'm already letting you know that that is going to be the reaction.
That's fair. Honestly, I cannot blame you for that at all, because if I would be able to have them, I would have had them.
I mean, I'm not even sure if you can walk in there because of like the smell of peanut in the air because they cook them there.
Yeah, if they're using large amounts of like peanut butter on site, like that would be a
problem. Also known for one of their peanut butter iced coffees too that they make there.
That's just rude.
Yeah.
When they cross peanuts into like coffee and beer, I am no longer okay with that. It's like, if you're making peanut butter like cookies and stuff, I get it, but
I love them. You know, I'm a peanut butter addict.
Yeah, I know.
But for your safety and the safety of others, go ahead and take the risk and consume them for you.
Right, on my behalf.
And take photos of the interior for you.
There we go.
Able to enjoy afterwards.
Yeah, that works for me. That's pretty funny.
Let's go into a savory snack.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing a lot of sweet stuff so far.
Yeah.
One that I plan on trying when we're there that just came out, like it just came out in the last month or so. There are pot stickers that you can find in Adventureland.
Okay.
So it's the same place that you can get the Orange Bird swirl.
Okay. Yep.
And they offer like 4 pot stickers for $5. Okay. $5.25, something like that.
Seems weirdly cheap.
Ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
And every single reviewer that I've seen that's had them has said that they are great. They are nice and crispy. The sauce that comes along with it, because it comes with the dipping sauce, which is normal, a soy based sauce. So again, Ian, I'll take one for the team.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And the worst part too is I love pot stickers.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with it on the side, so I don't know.
Sure, and it depends on what's actually in the pot stickers. So mm-hmm. It looks like they're just like kind of standard.
But standard I heard pot stickers. They are great. Oh, versus they used to be very well known and are still very popular, the spring rolls that used to be found in Adventureland.
Yeah.
They do a cheeseburger spring roll, and I believe they currently still have the pepperoni spring roll. Now, those are only available on the spring roll cart that they moved actually on the outside of Adventureland, so right on the other side of the bridge before you cross into Adventureland.
Okay.
And they are good. There's a cult following to them.
Sure. Yep.
But they are extremely greasy.
Oh.
And they don't have a lot of napkins around, so you are just dripping.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you get them. And they also did a $2 increase, because it used to be 2 spring rolls for $7. Now it's 2 spring rolls for $9.
That...
I think I'm going to go ahead and do the pot stickers, because you get 4 of them versus 2, and then it's still like almost half the price.
That's bonkers. Wait, now my question though would be, do those spring rolls count as a food or as a snack credit?
I am not sure on that one.
Interesting.
I've never had the dining plan when I did have them.
Yeah.
So I can't confirm. And I mean, they're good. They taste like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Like the best parts of McDonald's cheeseburger, like ground up and mixed up and put into a spring roll wrapper and deep fried.
Yeah.
But it is not worth $4.50 per roll, because even the rolls are smaller than like if you have your hand out.
Yeah.
They're like palm size.
Oh.
So they're real small too.
I thought they were going to be huge.
No.
Oh, that's
They are not worth the money to me.
Also, by the looks of it, they are not eligible for the dining plan.
Oh, well then never mind. So, they do not qualify under our current descriptions.
I could be wrong, but that's what it looks like to me.
I mean, it makes sense if they're just an occasional cart that opens up that they wouldn't be on a standard plan, but...
Yeah, yeah.
It would... And of course, now that they've upped the charge too, upped the price.
Right. Yeah.
The only place that you're going to find a snack credit eligible for that price would be the Epcot Food Festivals.
Yes. So now it's been a little bit. I guess I was there for, I think I was there for Food and Wine last time I was.
Or was it holidays? I can't remember, because you went in November?
I did, but it was like really early November. So I think it might have been the very end of International Food and Wine.
Okay.
Is my thinking.
And this would be 2019.
Yes. And it would have had to have been, because we went into O Canada, which was the cider tent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Which was adorable,
which
by
was
the way.
Adorable. Loved it. Yeah. Awesome. I have a thought about that, but I'll talk about it later. Just the fact they've announced the new O Canada, and that's all.
Yep.
Anyway, so There's a lot of things there, and like basically everything on those carts are snack credits.
Yeah, pretty much. And you'd be shocked to find, as long as it's not alcohol based,
right?
You're gonna find almost everything is going to be eligible,
which is crazy because that is like the ultimate. We've talked about this before, but it is the ultimate dining plan hack.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have dinner like a real good dinner.
Oh yeah.
And just by saving up your snack credits, because I know in my family we typically didn't use a lot of snack credits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. We would I know they had like little, my parents had like Impossible Burger sliders and mm-hmm. stuff, and like just really good stuff. And I know when we went, we had the lobster rolls.
Yep. In America,
which were good. Did they have the bread service out there?
Like they have in one? India a small version, but yeah. It has my favorite flavors of the bread yeah. service dips.
Was it like the garlic and the?
They had the mango chutney. They yeah. had the herb one.
Yeah.
And then there was one more, which I think was more of a.
Was it the coriander mint one, the green one?
Yeah, that was the herb one.
The herb. Oh, and yeah.
Then,
okay.
Then there was like, I want to say, well, hell, I can't remember. Mm. It was red. Not helpful.
Yeah. Was it the tamarind one? No. Crap, I can't remember. And then
Doesn't
I had like
matter.
Other. Anyway,
either
yeah.
way, there are normally three little sauces three, that okay. come along with it okay. on a couple quarters of naan.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can get basically the small bread service. Yeah. From there,
which is the bread service at Sana'a is, as we've waxed on about before, is amazing. And the fact that you can like do a snack credit and get like a baby one to walk around at Epcot is pretty amazing.
I'm gonna have some bread service when yeah, I'm yeah. down there.
I'm gonna get just like a stream of photos. It's happening. I can tell already.
Oh yeah, basically. Well, you want to be live when I do some stuff too. So.
Yeah, exactly. As long as I'm sitting at my phone and I'm not in something, that is my goal.
Anyways, getting back to food though,
yes,
this is one of the best ways, as we have talked about prior, to use your dining plan, your yep. snack credit.
Yeah,
because instead of having five snack credits at the end of a trip and you're going to go get Rice Krispie bars in the shape of Mickey's, which, you know, aren't bad, right, I don't mind a Rice yeah. Krispie bar or yeah. what, a pack of mints or something, because right. you're just trying to think of something that's travelable right. and gonna be able to use it.
Right.
This is the best way. You can go to a festival. Most dining plans, you're allowed three snack credits a day, two or three. Can't yeah. remember. It's been a while. But then you can use them all at whenever once. You want once
right.
you're there.
Right.
So the day that you're in Epcot, you just go all ham
on your snack credits.
The snack credits.
Right.
And just feast and yeah. it's totally worth it.
Absolutely. So, which kind of brings us to the question of what is our favorite?
Oh Lord.
Right. I
okay.
know.
Okay, so if I'm going to go off of one that I've used the snack credit for before, I'm going to say it is, and they might not even make it anymore because it's going to be for the Food and Wine Festival.
Yep.
In the ESPN off the smoker tent theme
area. Sure.
They do a brisket
Ooh.
Hash, not hash. It's like a poutine, but instead of French fries, it is chips with fresh brisket. And
oh.
cheese curds and cheese sauce and pickled onions. And it is amazing.
Ooh.
I've had it four times. And I am so excited if they bring it back for our trip for the 50th.
Because
yeah. I will at least have it once, if not
yeah.
multiple times
yeah.
in that day.
Yeah.
I know that sounds really weird, but when it is a favorite, it is a favorite.
It's a favorite. You just have to deal with it.
Just do it.
We're Disney people. We're used to this sort of thing. I think that there's something to me, like, and this might just be like cliche, but there's something special about Dole Whip for
mm-hmm.
me, especially that I actually can actually have it, which is kind of cool.
Oh yeah,
so
that's a huge thing. That's a
yeah,
big perk for you.
Yeah, so that's, it feels like I can take part in part of the kind of classic Disney culinary tradition and like continue to
mm-hmm.
to be part of that little group with everything, because not everything is available. But I would say though, generally, kind of back to your point, having The cat's being weird. He's a strange young man.
Moving on.
Yeah. Anyway, I do think the International Food and Wine Festival really has the best snacks just overall. Like,
yeah,
it does rotate. So you won't necessarily, we can't just claim right now, this day in 2021, that this is the best snack, because it may not be the time that you're able to go mm-hmm. to it. But overall, if you want to get the best bang for your buck for snacks, especially if you're on the dining plan, it's amazing. There's some really yeah. amazing snacks you can get there. So
yeah,
that's kind of, I guess, my kind of final word on that.
And did you hear about Dole Whip recently? They have a Dole Whip nacho in the Disney Springs area where we had your first Dole Whip.
How?
They do that with waffle cone chips.
Oh my God.
And Dole Whip and whipped cream. And just, it's crazy. And I've heard so many positive things about it, but it's just, it looks huge.
Oh my God.
Isn't it gorgeous?
That is very pretty.
It is luscious.
I don't think that I want to take that on.
Not solo anyways.
Yeah, but that is really pretty. Also, I could imagine there being issues with cross contamination with waffle cones and stuff, but that's a separate problem entirely.
But yeah. But anyways.
That's funny.
I might have that when I'm there too.
You should.
I don't know. I'm just going to eat so much food. Like every single trip of mine, we are not the Disney food blog, but I feel like we are foodies enough that we could be.
Right.
If we lived even anywhere closer.
We would be absolutely testing this stuff out. Oh my God.
Every single thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we should stop right now before we get hungry again, because we already ate dinner and we don't need any more food. But this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.